感谢主，我们今天有很好的天气，大家能够来这边来聚会敬拜神。
We thank God this morning for giving us such a wonderful weather to come to worship Him.
我们也求天上的真神能够祝福大家。
We pray that the Heavenly Father will be able to bless each one of us here.
我们来看约翰福音十二章。
Let's all first turn to the book of John, chapter
12. 约翰福音十二章二十节。
John chapter 12, verse 20.
那时上来过节礼拜的人中，有几个希利尼人，他们来见加利利伯赛大的腓力，求他说：“先生，我们愿意见耶稣。”腓力去告诉安德烈，安德烈同腓力去告诉耶稣。这里有一句话说：“我们愿意见耶稣。”
Here there is a sentence that goes like this: We would like to see Jesus.
希利尼人他们愿意来见耶稣。
The Greeks they wanted to see Jesus.
耶稣也不是只有犹太人认识他。
As we know that Jesus is not only known to the Jews.
当这些人要来见耶稣的时候，
When they decided to meet with Jesus,
他们也见腓力。
They first met with Philip.
有时候我们要来到主的面前，
Before we came to see Jesus,
当然也需要人的带领。
We sometimes need the assistance of others to bring us before Him, before Jesus.
这些人他们从内心里面有一种很迫切的需要。
These people, they have a thirst.A need to see Jesus.
也表达了他们对信仰的认识跟主耶稣的渴慕。
And it also tells us that these Greeks they express their true need for Jesus and how they long to see Him.
他们说我们愿意见耶稣。
And they said to Philip that they would like to see Jesus.
当然这个见也可以让我们体会得到，不但对耶稣。能够有进一步的认识。
This word "see" can also tell us that they want the Greeks wants to know Jesus one step more.
也能够来到主耶稣的面前来亲近他。
They want to come near to God to be closer to Him.
在信仰上有这种追求，也表示他内心的一种渴慕。
In our spiritual life, if you have this type of attitude, it shows our thirst for God.
既然是愿意，表示他是很主动。
Because if there is a need, then the Greeks will automatically came to look for Jesus.
信仰并不是被迫的，不是被动的。
Faith is not something that comes out of its own or automatic.
不但要主动去追求。
You have, each one of us have to strive to achieve it.
那我们也能够像这些希利尼人一样。
So let us learn from the Greeks.
愿意来见耶稣。
Learn from these Greeks to come to see Jesus.
一个人要看见他需要用眼睛来看。
Because before one can see, they have to use their eyes.
但是他们要见耶稣。
And since they would like to see Jesus and meet Him.
或许是因为有耳闻。
Maybe they've heard a news about Jesus.
也想进一步的了解。
And they want to have a better understanding.
有时候我们看一件事情。有时候也是凭着肉眼来看。
Sometimes when we look at certain things, we use our eyes to tell us the our first impression.
我们的眼睛很重要。
Our eyes is indeed very important.
它可以看东西。
Because it allows us to see things.
但是我们对一件事情要深入去了解，不但也要肉眼更要有心眼。
However, not only shall we have a physical eyes to let us see, but we have to have a heart of understanding.
在圣经里面有这样一句话。
In the Bible, there is a saying.
就是马太福音的第六章。
And it is recorded in the book of Matthew, chapter 6.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
马太福音六章二十二节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 22.
眼睛是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛如果昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光如果黑暗，那黑暗是何等的大。眼睛就是身上的灯。
So here we can see that the eye indeed is the lamp of the body.
啊，所以我们也要急切让主啊，能够让我们的心眼嘹亮。
So let us all allow, let God to brighten up our eyes.
啊，不要让我们内心的眼睛啊，在黑暗当中。
Let us not allow our eyes in our body to live in darkness.
而里头没有光。
Then that will cause our body within us in darkness.
人有时候被很多事情遮蔽了眼睛。
Sometimes a lot of things start to cover our eyes.
有时候因为钱财的迷惑。
Sometimes our sight is covered due to wealth.
或者罪恶的引诱。
Or we were tempted by immorality.
或者信仰的偏差。
Or we were swayed by the truth, away from the truth.
或者是非的定夺。
Or we can't tell the difference between right and wrong.
有时候我们也知道说里头的光能够嘹亮。
Sometimes we wish that our body will be brightened.
但是我们知道这些人他们愿意见耶稣也是我们的盼望。
So we know that these Greeks, they wish to see Jesus, and that is also the hope and wish of every one of us.
我们的信仰是仰望基督。
Because our faith states that we have to thirst and long for Jesus.
当我们在走天国路的时候。
Because on the path to the heavenly kingdom.
我们是不是能够更进一步的来看见。
So can we bring ourselves one step forward to see Jesus?
就好像腓力告诉主耶稣。
And this is what Philip told Jesus.
说主啊，你把父显给我们看，我们就心满意足了。
And Philip told Jesus to show him something, and then he will be satisfied.
主耶稣说，你看见我就是看见父。
To show him the Father, and then only then will he see Jesus.
可见当我们见到耶稣的时候，内心一定是有满足的喜乐。
Because once we set our eyes upon Jesus, then we will be clearly satisfied.
有时候我们因为这个眼睛没有嘹亮。
If our eyes is not filled with light,
见不到主耶稣。
Then we won't be able to see Jesus.
因为有很多阻隔。
Because there will be many hindrances.
没有被基督的光照。
Because in that case, the light of Jesus will not be upon us.
我们来看哥林多后书。
Please turn to Second Corinthians.
哥林多后书第四章。
Verse chapter 4.
四节。
Verse 4.
四章四节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4.
此等不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎心眼，不叫基督荣耀福音的光照着他们。基督本是神的像，我们不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。那昏乎光从黑暗里面照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。有时候我们被世界的神弄瞎心眼。
Sometimes we may, the God of this age has blinded our minds.
所以见不到耶稣。
So this causes not to see the light of Jesus.
但是我们知道，昏乎光从黑暗里面出来的神。
However, we know that the God who let the light shine out of darkness.
已经照在我们心里。
He has made his light shine in our hearts.
所以我们有很多事情应该把它摆在神的面前。
So there are many things that happen in our lives that we must present to him.
以信仰来讲。
So in the matter of our faith.
过去我们被魔鬼弄瞎心眼，所以不认识真神，不明白真理。
In the past, we have been blinded by the devil.
以至于拜偶像或者曲解圣经。
We may live a life that is not according to the Bible, or we may have worshipped idols.
所以见不到神的光，也见不到真理的光。
This causes not to see the light of the truth and the light of Jesus.
也因为罪恶所以让我们没有办法进到神的面前来。
And the bondage of sin prevents us from coming before him.
因为罪好像黑云遮蔽所以不能得见穹苍的亮光。
Because sin is like a a speck in the eye that blinded us from the light of God.
啊，所以只有借着主耶稣的救恩。
Only through the salvation grace of God.
啊，让我们能够除去罪恶，除去黑暗。
That we are able to rid away of the sin and the darkness.
啊，才能够进到神的面前来。
That we are able to come before Him.
当我们要见耶稣。
Before we meet and see and meet Jesus,
啊，当然也要有属灵的智慧。
We have to equip ourselves with a spiritual wisdom and knowledge.
啊，有些人啊，在信仰上啊，他不会去珍惜什么是宝贝的。
Sometimes in our Christian living, we can't really prioritize what is important and what is not.
啊，因为他的眼睛看不清楚。
Because their eyes are dull, had become dull.
啊，所以什么是宝贵的
？So what is the most precious？
啊，但是呢，啊，他却啊看为啊这个不会去珍惜。
What is most precious? They do not hold precious.
啊，这个圣经里面告诉我们。
And this, the Bible tells us.
啊，说不要把圣物丢给狗，也不要把珍珠丢在猪的面前。
That we must not throw away the pearls to the pigs.
因为他会践踏珍珠。
Because we know that they don't know how to use the take advantage of the pearls.
啊，所以有些是宝贵的，但是有些他不能够真正去看见，那是圣物。
And some of us we can't tell the importance or the value of a certain thing.
啊，但是这些人他认为，哎，我们愿意见耶稣。
But for these Greeks, they told themselves that they indeed would like to meet Jesus.
那我们了解这个见不是用肉眼来看的。
So we know here that the word see is not using their physical eyes.
啊，就像保罗他把啊过去他的信仰的过程这样来述说。
Paul, in essence, he summarized his past life like this.
哦，他说以前啊，我看世界为至宝。
So before I looked at my life as being very important and precious.
哎，但是当我认识耶稣以后。
However, after I believe in the God.
哎，他把世界看作粪土了。
He saw that this world is worthless.
哦，他以耶稣为至宝。
And he hold Jesus precious and、哦。Valuable.
哦，所以保罗他的看见啊，他是以耶稣为至宝。
So what Paul feels is that Christ is the most valuable thing on earth.
哎，我们有很多同龄也有这种感觉。
Some of our brethren has this type of attitude too.
啊，当我们在这世上忙碌一阵过后。
So after we have settled down after a busy day.
啊，你会更加的体会到主耶稣真的是至宝。
You can actually feel that Jesus is the most precious gem.
啊，所以我们愿意见耶稣。
So, then it allows us to want to meet and see Jesus.
那我们要怎么样来见耶稣呢
？How do we bring ourselves to see Him?
啊，我们来看约翰福音。
Please turn to the book of John.
约翰福音的第五章。
John chapter 5.
啊，第五章。约翰福音第五章三十九节。
John chapter 5, verse 39.
你们查考圣经，因你们以为内中有永生，给我做见证，就是这经啊、哦。这边告诉我们，我们要见耶稣啊，要在圣经的真理当中来见耶稣。
Here it tells us that in order to meet Jesus, we have to meet Jesus in the scriptures.
所以我们信徒啊，要会查考道理。
So we as Christians, we must learn to diligently study the Bible.
要会读圣经。
We have to learn to read the Bible.
明白神的旨意。
To understand His will.
哦，所以圣经它是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Because we know that the Bible, the truth, is the light to our path.
啊，所以我们要常常能够领受神的话。
So may we allow ourselves to always be filled with His word.
啊，见耶稣不是说叫你雕一张像挂在墙壁上。
To see Jesus is not asking us to post a picture, a poster of Jesus in front of us.
啊，是真正的在真理上面去追求。
It is to pursue the truth of Him.
我们再看第四章。
Please read chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
啊，四章二十四节。
John chapter 4, verse 24.
神是灵，所以拜他必须用心灵和诚实拜他。这边约翰福音的四章二十四节这样讲。
Here in the John chapter 4, verse 24 says,
神是灵啊。
That God is spirit.
所以见耶稣你要用心灵诚实来见耶稣。
And in order to see Jesus, to meet him, we have to use the spirit and our sincerity.
我们在祷告的时候。
So when we pray,
有很多体验。
A lot of us have many feelings and experiences.
体验圣灵，体验神的恩典。
We feel the power of the Holy Spirit and his love.
所以刚刚我们在看到第五章跟第四章的时候
，In the chapter 5 and chapter 4 that we had just read，
他有谈到我们见耶稣其实可以借着真理的查考
，That by using the study of the scripture that will allow us to see Jesus，
也可以借着心灵诚实来到主耶稣的面前。
And we have to have a heart of sincerity and with our spirit to see Jesus.
向他祷告祈求。
And to ask from him.
我们来看几个见耶稣的例子。
So we shall now study some instances
of meeting
and seeing Jesus. 我们看约翰
福音第三章。
Please turn to the book of John chapter 3.
三章第一节。
John chapter 3 verse 1.
有一个法利赛人名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这个人晚上来见耶稣。这边说尼哥底母来见耶稣。
Here it says, Nicodemus came to see Jesus.
这个人他是法利赛人。
We know that Nicodemus was a Pharisee.
他是犹太人的官。
And he belonged to the member of the Jewish ruling council.
第十节说他是以色列人的先生。
And in verse 10 also tells us that Nicodemus is the Israel's teacher.
所以他可以说是一个有身份，也有地位，也是被敬重的人。
So we know that he is a person of status and of respect.
但第四节我们也可以知道他已经是有年纪的人。
And we also can gather from verse 4 that he is old.
一个人活在这个世界上
A person, who live in this world,
当他世界上很多东西都得到的时候
When he or she has achieved all that he or she wants to achieve
他也会去思考一些信仰的问题
He or she may start to ponder things spiritual
他也会去探讨一些人生的道理
And he will question the value of life
人已经老了
When the person is advanced in age,
人生是有限的。
Because we know that there is a limit to our life here on earth.
他在信仰上也是有接触。
And Nicodemus has been in touch with the things spiritual.
他也听过耶稣的事了。
And he has come to know about Jesus and his works.
但是第二节说他晚上来见耶稣。
But in verse 2 we can see that he came to Jesus at night.
是不是他白天去上班，晚上比较方便
？Does that mean that in the day he was too busy to meet with Jesus？
或许我们可以了解因为他是法利赛人。
Because we know that since he was a Pharisee。
所以他晚上来见耶稣。
So he took the opportunity to see Jesus at night。
他因为看到神迹
Because he saw a miracle.
他知道耶稣是从神那里来的。
Because he knew Jesus comes from God.
所以有些人的信仰的过程。
So a person, his experiences in his life, in his spiritual life.
因为他看到了神的作为。
He has seen the works of God.
所以他看到了他周围的一些环境。
And then when he weighed against the environment he was living in,
他对信仰有所体会
and he came closer to a better understanding.
他要来见耶稣
So he wants to meet with Jesus.
那耶稣跟他谈的是什么
So what did Jesus told him?
这个也是很关键的事情
This is a very important and a thing.
就是谈到今生，也谈到来世。
And it tells us about the present life and the future.
谈到神的国。
And Jesus also told him about the future kingdom.
所以谈到这个重生的道理。
and it tells us about the life that's reborn.
所以一个见耶稣的人，他在信仰上一定是肯追求的人。
So a person who wishes to see Jesus is someone who wants to improve their spiritual life.
一个见耶稣的人，他一定在信仰上有长进。
And a person who wants to see Jesus knows the criteria of being a good Christian.
一个见耶稣的人，他一定会知道神的国是怎么进的。
And the person who wants to see Jesus knows that prerequisites allow him to enter the heavenly kingdom.
那主耶稣也告诉我们。
And our Lord Jesus also tells us.
啊，他是道路、真理、生命。
That he is the truth, the way, and the life.
所以人要借着他才能够到父那里去。
Only through him can we come to the Father.
但是主耶稣有谈到进神国的条件。
Jesus also told him the conditions to entering the heavenly kingdom.
啊，就是要重生。
That we must be reborn.
那借着水洗，借着受圣灵。
That we must be baptized with the water and receive the Holy Spirit.
哎，这个我们都了解。
All these we have understood.
哦，领受啊，这个赦罪的洗跟圣灵的更新都是重要的。
We know that we have to receive the baptism of the repentance for the forgiveness of sins and to receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，但是见了耶稣的人啊。
But for those of us who would like to meet Jesus,
他在信仰上也是要有所改变。
They have to be renewed constantly.
圣经告诉我们说，如果一个人是在基督里的人。
Because the Bible tells us that if we live in Jesus,
啊，旧事已过，一切都变成新的。
So we will obviously be continually transformed and renewed.
啊，这个约翰福音十九章又记载尼哥底母的事。
And in John chapter 19 states an incident regarding Nicodemus.
我们看十九章三十九节。
Please turn to John chapter 19, verse 39.
约翰福音十九章三十九节，有尼哥底母，就是先前晚上来见耶稣的，带着末药沉香一百斤前来。啊，这边说是晚上来见耶稣的，以前是晚上来见耶稣的。
Before Nicodemus came to see Jesus at night.
但是现在，当耶稣被钉受死之后，他来见耶稣是。处理耶稣的事情。
So after the burial of Jesus, he came to see Jesus.
啊，因为主耶稣的安葬。
Because the burial ground of Jesus.
那以尼哥底母来讲，啊，他就不是晚上，他很光明而且很正大的来面对这个问题。
So from here at this point, we can see that he dared to visit Jesus in the daylight.
所以我们可以看到他的心在主的面前啊是。也是有转变了。
So we can see that his heart is clearly transformed once he have met Jesus.
那我们今天信主的人呢、啊、
？So for all of us who had a belief in Christ,
见了耶稣，不但灵性有长进。
That after we have seen Jesus, have our spirituality been transformed?
我们真的是重生改变的人。
We have been reborn, and we must continue to. Be renewed.
而且是真正在基督耶稣里面的。
Then it shows that we are truly in Him.
啊，如果说我们已经重生了，已经信主了。
Since we have believed in God already and have been reborn.
啊，但是我们在主的面前，啊，无法光明。
However, if we do not have the light before God.
啊，生命也没有改变。
And our previous life still stay the same.
哦，其实这样是没有见到耶稣的人。
This means that we have not actually seen Jesus.
啊，所以我们受洗领受圣灵也是要遵行主的道。
So even though we have gone through the baptism and received the Holy Spirit, we have to abide by His truth.
啊，让我们努力来奔跑这一条天国路。
So let us all strive to walk on the heavenly path.
我们再看第二章。
Let us now turn to chapter 2.
第二章第三节。
John chapter 2 verse
3. 啊，第三节，酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒。耶稣说，母亲，我与你何干？我的时候还没有到。这边提到说酒用尽了。
Here in verse 3 says that the wine was used up.
啊，这一句话有人提到说，人的尽头就是神的起头。
So here we can see also tells us that the end of man is the beginning of God.
啊，主耶稣行这件神迹的目的。
So the purpose of Jesus performing this miracle.
十一节有这样写。
It's written in verse 11.
说这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹。
So that this is the first of his miraculous signs.
是在加利利行的。
And it happened in Galilee.
是显出他的荣耀。
It thus revealed his glory.
所以主耶稣彰显神迹是显出他的荣耀。
And the purpose of Jesus performing the miracles is to reveal his glory.
哦，说他的门徒就信了。
So his disciples start to believe in him.
啊，神迹也是坚固人的信心。
Miracles is also able to strengthen our faith in God.
啊，他是神的作为。
Because we know that miracles are works of God.
我们愿意见耶稣。
So we want to see Jesus.
啊，当我们在生活当中。
Sometimes in our life.
有时候也会遇到很多困难。
We may met with many trials and tribulations.
啊，酒用尽了。
Our wine has ran out.
一个人在患难的时候。
When we are living in worried and worries and problem.
啊，就像一句话说，穷则乎天，痛则乎娘。
So when we are in trouble, we pray to heaven to help us, and we are in the pain, we cry out for our mother.
那这个难题的时候，你可以看到玛利亚，她来见耶稣。
So in this case, we can see the example of Mary when she came to see Jesus.
她知道有问题就摆在主耶稣的面前。
She knows that there is a problem, just before God, before Jesus.
啊，但是玛利亚不是中保。
But Mary, as we know, she is not the counselor.
她在主的面前代求。
She came before Jesus to help her.
主耶稣说：“母亲，我与你何干？”
And Jesus told her.That, dear woman, why do you involve me?
啊，这边提到，今天我们称他是主耶稣。
Now we have addressed Jesus as our Lord.
有时候我们做事情是以耶稣为主，还是我们为主？
Sometimes when we do certain things, do we acknowledge that Jesus is our Lord, or do we acknowledge ourselves as our own Lord?
如果是以耶稣为主，我们就会尊主为大，交托他，顺服他，信靠他。
Because if we allow Jesus to be our supreme God and or our Lord, then let us all submit everything to Him.
有时候我们称他是主耶稣，可是我们很多事情是自己来做主。
Because in many cases we always tell ourselves that Jesus is our Lord, but in our matters of doing things, we consider ourselves as Lord instead.
主耶稣啊，说母亲，我与你何干？我的时候还没有到。
When Jesus replied Mary that, Dear woman, why do you involve me? My time has not yet come.
啊，这个又讲到时候的问题。
And Jesus told her the problem of the time.
所以我们见耶稣啊，我们应当用一种谦卑顺服的心。
When we want to come to see Jesus, we have to have a heart of humility and humility and weakness.
来仰望主。
To thirst and to long for him.
当我们交在主耶稣的手中，主耶稣也是有他的时候。
Because if we let go and let God, then Jesus will give us a time.
啊，这个玛利亚她很顺服。
To have it fulfilled, we can see here that Mary she is indeed very submissive.
啊，第五节玛利亚，啊，这个她。这个第五节这边说哈，他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Here in verse 5, we can see that Mary told the servants to do whatever Jesus tells them.
哦，所以非常的顺服。
And we can see the act of submissiveness.
啊，这也是信心的交托。
So this is one of the prerequisite for faith.
从第二章我们可以体会到，我们有时啊。啊，遇到难题的时候。
And John chapter 2 also tells us that when we met with a difficult problem,
我们要学习把问题哈摆在主的面前。
We have to learn to put our problem before God.
有人说，有人的地方就有问题。
Because many people say wherever man dwells, there the problem lies.
啊，但是有神的地方就有答案。
And where Jesus is, there the answer lies.
人当然有问题。
So we know that no man is perfect.
但是有神就有答案。
that man brings problems, but Jesus brings us solutions.
因为神不至于让我们失望。
Because our Lord Jesus does not want to disappoint us or discourage us.
啊，有时候我们也会很忧虑。
Sometimes we are kind of sad.
哦，但是我们要学习交托。
But however, we have to learn to rely
on
Him.
啊，腓立比书第四章说，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢。把你所要的告诉神。
In the Philippians chapter 4, it tells us that do not worry, but give everything to God in petition and prayer.
啊，当你有这种信心的时候，
Once you have this type of faith,
虽然是酒用尽了，
even though our wine has long ran out,
但是你会体会到说，哎，好酒怎么留到如今？
We'll start to realize that such a good wine has not actually gone.
啊，原来主的意思是好的。
That in actual fact, the will of Jesus is good.
信仰需要去体验。
Because our faith is something that we must continually experience.
所以我们有时候也要尝尝主恩的滋味。
So let us continually taste the grace, the sweetness of His grace.
啊，酒用尽了。
So when our wine has gone,
人的尽头是神的起头啊。
Because we have to realize that the end of man is the beginning of God.
啊，当这个彼得将要沉下去。
He was very confident that he could walk to Jesus.
但是他看到风浪的时候就要沉下去了。
However, when he saw the storm, the raging storm, he started to sink.
哦，他喊说：“主啊，救我！”
And he yelled, "Help me, God."
哦，所以主耶稣伸出施恩的手、大能的手来拯救他。
And Jesus stretched out his loving hand to save him.
有时候我们遇到这个环境的一些动荡，我们也是会看风浪，但是忽略了看耶稣。
Sometimes our life can be turbulent, and we may meet with many difficult things. In that case, we may forgot to realize that Jesus is nearby.
啊，如果我们愿意见耶稣，那我们就把问题摆在主的面前，跪下来祷告。
So now that we want to see, if we want to see Jesus, so let us put our problems before Him.
啊，相信主耶稣会带领我们。
And to have this faith that Jesus will lead us and help us.
啊，如果只看见风浪。
Because if we only concentrate our sight on the raging storm.
那唯有主耶稣，他能够平静风浪。
And we know that only Jesus could calm the storms.
啊，所以我们也在信仰上能够深深的去体验。
So in our spiritual life, we have to continually experience this grace of God.
来体验神的恩典。
To experience His loving kindness.
啊，酒用尽了。
Our wine has gone.
啊，圣经里面提到有一个患血漏十二年的病人。
And we know that the Bible tells us of a person who has suffered from who bleed for 12 years.
他也是酒用尽了。
You can say that the wine has gone from him.
啊，因为他不但是血漏，他钱也要漏。
Because not only he lost his blood, but she also have spent all her money.
他如果钱用光了，生命也没有了。
Because we know that once a person has not a penny
left, 而且不能够得到医治。
She won't have any livelihood.
哦，所以圣经说他已经到尽头了。
So we can see that this woman, she has come to the end.
圣经说她花尽所有的。
So the Bible tells us that she used whatever she has.
但是她听见耶稣的事。
Then when she came to know of Jesus,
她就砸在人的当中去摸耶稣的衣裳。
So she was trying to fight the crowd to touch the garment of Jesus.
但是以当时来讲，她是摸到衣服啊，连看到耶稣都没有。
But at that time, we can see that she did not even caught sight of Jesus' face, except she only touched the fringe of his garment.
哦，但是主耶稣马上感觉有能力从她身上出去呢。
However, at that very moment, Jesus could feel the power left him.
主耶稣一转身说：“哎，谁摸我的衣服？”
And Jesus turned around and said, "Who touched me?"
啊，这个门徒说：“那么多人挤来挤去，还说谁摸我呢？”
And the disciples teased him and said, Who do you expect to touch you? Because we were all stuck in this crowd.
那这个妇人就来到主的面前了、啊。
And right away, this woman came before Jesus.
就把这个实情告诉耶稣了。
And she told Jesus her story.
啊，耶稣对她说：“女儿，你的信救了你。
”And Jesus told her, "Woman, your faith has made you well." 哦，
平平安安的回去吧。
Go in peace.
我们今天见耶稣也要学习这个妇人。
So if we want to come to see Jesus, we have to learn like this woman.
她懂得去摸耶稣。
She knows how to touch Jesus.
信仰的体验很宝贵。
We know that spiritual experience is very important indeed.
你要用信心的手、祷告的手去摸主耶稣。
You have to use a hand that is full of faith to touch Jesus.
哦，你会看见祷告的果效。
To pray, the hand of prayer, in order to see the result of His love.
哦，所以见耶稣的人，他们有这种体会。
So to those people who want to see Jesus, they have this type of experiences.
我们再看路加福音。
Please turn to the book of Luke.
路加福音。
Luke.
二十四章。
Chapter 24.
二十四章是15节。
Luke chapter 24 verse 15.
啊，路加福音二十四章十五节，正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行，只是他们眼睛迷糊，不认识耶稣。耶稣对他们说：“你们走路彼此谈论什么事呢？”他们就站着，脸上带着愁容。我们再跳到这个31节。
Let us skip to verse 31.
他们的眼睛明亮，就认出耶稣来。忽然间，耶稣就不见了。他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们心里不是火热的吗？哦，这边有两句话。
Here there are two sentences.
啊，十六节就是说眼睛迷糊。
And verse 16 it says they were kept from recognizing him.
那么31节是说眼睛明亮。
And in verse 31, it says that their eyes were open.
真的，耶稣跟他们同行的时候，他们是眼睛迷糊的。
When Jesus was with them, their eyes were kept from knowing him.
主耶稣在中间啊，他们看不清楚。
Even though Jesus was between them, their eyes were blinded.
也不认识他。
They couldn't even recognize Jesus.
但是当主耶稣在他们当中一起这样跟他们相聚的时候，31节说他们眼睛明亮，认出耶稣以后，耶稣不见了。
However, when Jesus was studying the word with them and sharing with them, their eyes were opened and then they recognized him. However, Jesus disappeared from their sight immediately.
那主耶稣在哪里？
So where had Jesus gone?
主耶稣他充满万有啊。
So we know that Jesus is everywhere, is omnipresent.
这一段是讲主耶稣复活显现的事。
And this tells us the story of Jesus resurrected.
但是也看到我们见耶稣的一些过程。
It also tells us the first instance when they saw Jesus after his crucifixion.
我们常常听到以马内利。
So we have heard of Emmanuel.
就是神与我们同在。
It means that the Lord be with us.
神与我们同在，我们就没有什么可怕的。
So now that we know that Jesus is with us, then there is nothing to be afraid of.
神与我们同在，我们就能够刚强壮胆。
Because once Jesus lives among us, then we will be strengthened and we will not feel powerless.
那么，因为有时我们眼睛模糊啊。
However, sometimes our eyes may become dull.
所以就会软弱。
So that causes to be weak in our
faith. 就会忧愁。
Causes to be sorrowful.
甚至于无法刚强，无法喜乐。
Sometimes we felt so helpless and without any power.
无法知道说，主耶稣在我们当中。
And
无法体会主耶稣在我们当中。
And at that time, it causes not to be able to feel that Jesus is actually living near us.
一个人如果他知道主耶稣在我们当中
，If a person knows that Jesus is constantly around,
他有活泼的盼望。
Then he has this a zeal and a living hope.
因为他会仰望主啊。
Because he constantly long and need Jesus.
你看这个西面见到主耶稣。
When Simon met Jesus.
他就觉得我可以安然离世。
And he said, I could leave this world in peace.
他内心多么平静。
So he has this inner peace within him.
有人要离世的时候。
A person who is about to leave the world.
什么都看不到。
He could not be able to recognize his surroundings.
有一个画家很有名。
There is an artist who is very famous.
他三十多岁的时候就得到癌症。
When he was in his 30s, he got cancer.
当他要走完人生的路程。
Just before he died.
他说上天很不公平。
He said,God is indeed not fair.
我这么有才华的人，为什么这么年轻就把我带走了？
Why is my life so short since I'm so talented?
他什么都看不到，他看到他的才华。
What he can't see is only his what he has.
当然有些事情我们人不能够去把握。
There are some things that we can't hold on.
但是当我们看到耶稣的时候，
However, when we are able to see Jesus,
我们就会体会到生命的问题。
We are able to grasp the problems and the worries of this life.
哦，所以我们也看到，哎，人生的道路是有耶稣与我们同行的。
And then they are able to recognize that Jesus is always walking alongside them in this life.
有一个故事里面这样讲。
And there is another story that goes like this.
哦，说有一个人他看到他一生的路啊，就是留下很多脚印这样。
So once there is a man who is able to see that he left a set of footprints.
那他这个人生的脚印里面呢、啊，啊，就是有人陪伴他走的。
And he could see that this footprints has another set of footprints that shows him that there is another person who walked alongside him.
啊，他也知道这个就是主耶稣。
And he knows that it is he is Jesus.
啊，所以都是两对脚印在走。
So he could see that his past life had always two sets of footprints.
但是有一段脚印呢。
However, when there is a set of footprints,
啊，是只有啊这个一对而已。
And there is a part of the of his life that only have a one set of footprints.
那他觉得很不能了解。
And he could not understand.
主耶稣啊，为什么这一段脚印？都没有留下痕迹的。
And he asked Jesus, "Why is there only one set of footprints here?"
你不是都这样与我同行吗
？I thought you've always been beside me, walking beside me.
啊，这一段脚印怎么啊这样空出来
？Why is the footprints? Why is there only one set of footprints at a time when I needed you most?、
嗯、主耶稣告诉他说：“哈、哦，这一段脚印呢、啊，就是你非常软弱的时候。”我是抱着你走的。
And Jesus told him, it was at that time that I carried you.
诶，这个人他就体会到了。
And this person, he truly understand and experience.
原来主耶稣跟我同行。
That Jesus is always walking beside him.
但是那段时间就是他最软弱的时候。
And when the part of his life when there is only one set of footprints is the time when he was
at his most weakest. 主耶稣抱着他走的。
And it was at that time that Jesus carried him.
好，所以他有见耶稣啊。
So we can say that this man has seen Jesus.
啊，见耶稣，软弱变刚强，忧愁变喜乐。
Because we know that once you've seen Jesus, your weakness will become, you'll be strengthened, and.
啊，有一首年轻人。
And your sorrow be made happy.
啊，有一首年轻人的诗歌叫做《十点十分》。十点十分，那个时钟的十点十分呐、啊。
And there is a song that the title is Ten Past Ten.
哦，啊，这一首诗歌它大概意思是这样讲。
And the main gist of the story is.
啊，说我们因为有主耶稣啊。
That since we have our Lord Jesus in us,
啊，所以我们这个，他用这个十点十分就是喜乐脸呐、啊。
So because ten past ten is like a happy face.
哦，没有耶稣的话就七点二十五。
Because when you are gloomy, the time is 7:25.
哦，我们看这个时钟哦，七点二十五就是忧愁的，十点十分就是喜乐的。
Because if you look carefully, 7:25.It shows the clock to have a gloomy face, and 10:10 has the clock shows a happy face.
哦，所以我们要常常来见主耶稣。
So let us continually see Jesus.
我们再来看约翰福音第一章。
Let us now read John chapter 1.
第一章四十一节。
John chapter 1 verse 41.
约翰福音一章四十一节。
John chapter 1 verse 41.
他先前找到自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。” 弥赛亚翻出来就是基督，于是领他去见耶稣。啊，这边提到说，啊，这个啊，西门，啊，啊，他的这个兄弟啊，安德烈。
We can see in the story that Simon and his brother Andrew.
他找到他的哥哥西门，说：“哎，我们遇到弥赛亚了。”
Andrew told his older brother Simon that they have found the Messiah.
他就带他去见耶稣了。
And he took Simon to meet Jesus.
约翰福音第一章可以说是我们一个人传福音的一个很好的例子。
John chapter 1 is a good passage to preach the gospel.
我们要传福音，要带领人来见耶稣。
If we want to bring friends before God.
啊，施洗约翰带两个门徒。
John the Baptist brought two members.
他也是说，看啊，神的羔羊。哦、
He says, look, the Lamb of God.
哦，所以带他们去见耶稣。
And he brought them to see Jesus.
安德烈带这个啊，他的哥哥西门来见耶稣。
Andrew took his brother Simon to meet Jesus.
那这个后面有一个腓力哦，他也是带拿但业来见耶稣的。
And later on, we can see that Philip took Nathanael to meet Jesus too.
好，所以在我们的一生当中，有没有带过人来见耶稣呢
？In our life, let us ask ourselves: Have we brought anyone?
哎，我们要常常为主做工来传福音。
So we have to remember to preach His word and bring people to Him.
把他带到主耶稣的面前来。
To bring your friends and family to before God.
相信当我们分享属灵的恩典。
Because if you ponder upon the wonderful blessings,
也会体会到为主做见证、传福音的一种喜乐。
You can see that the joy in the testifying for him.
但是当我们带领人来见耶稣，我们也要注意一点。
But before we bring people before Jesus, we have to remember one thing.
我们不要把人带到人的面前。
We must not bring them before man.
我们要把他带到主耶稣的面前。
We have to bring them right before Jesus.
我们来看哥罗西书第一章。
Please turn to Colossians chapter 1.
第一章二十八节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 28.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝诫个人，教导个人，把个人在基督里面完完全全引到神的面前。我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运行的大能尽心竭力。这边说我们要把人带到神的面前来。
Here it tells us that we have to bring everyone before Christ.
所以我们很盼望我们都能够引人来见耶稣。
So I hope that everyone us will draw people toward God.
我们再来看路加福音第九章。
Next, please turn to Luke chapter
9. 路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
第九章三十六节。
Luke chapter 9 verse 36.
我们看三十五节。
We'll start reading verse 35.
九章三十五节，有声音从云彩出来说：“这是我的儿子，我所拣选的，你们要听他。”声音就住了，只见耶稣一个人在那里。这边说声音就住了，只见耶稣一个人在那里。
Here it says, when the voice had spoken, they found that Jesus was alone.
这个是主耶稣带门徒彼得、约翰、雅各到山上祷告的事情。
Here it tells the story of when Jesus took Peter, John, and James to the mountain to pray.
那么祷告的时候，耶稣面貌改变，衣服洁白发光。
We know that when Jesus prayed, he was transfigured.
但是忽然有摩西跟以利亚也在当中跟他们讲话。
And during the transfiguration, there was Moses and Elijah came and spoke to him.
所以彼得说能够为他们来搭三座棚。
And Peter said to him to put up three shelters.
说我们在这边真好啊。
So it is indeed good that we are here.
我们搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。
Let us put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
但是，这个他不知道所说的是什么。
Peter did not know what he was saying.
那这个过程里面呢
？And all the process.
给我们留意到一些事情。
There is a few important points that we should take note of.
一个见耶稣的人。
a person who had laid his eyes on Jesus.
啊，他在灵修上也要有所追求。
He has to strive and thirst after spiritual mature.
啊，会上山祷告。
He must bring himself up to the mountain to pray.
面貌改变，衣服发光。
He must transfigure himself and give out light.
啊，但是彼得在讲这一段话的当中。
So when Peter was saying these words.
啊，搭三座棚。
To put up three shelters.
那另外有福音书是写说，不见一人，只见耶稣。
And in other words, in other verses of the Bible, we can say that to only lay our eyes on Jesus.
我们不见一人，只见耶稣。
Let us not meet men, but only Jesus.
摩西很伟大，以利亚也是很伟大。
We can see that Moses and Elijah, they are both great characters from the Bible.
但是摩西也是人，以利亚也是人。
But we know that Moses and Elijah, they are still human.
但是我们可以从这一段来看到信仰不能建立在人的身上。
And from here we can see that our faith must not be established on man.
如果你建立在人的身上，
If you were to establish your faith on man,
你看到人的爱心冷淡，
Once you realize the coldness of
this man, 或者你就离开了主，
Then you will stray away from God.
你看到人的行为不好，或者就让你跌倒。
When you are disillusioned by their attitude or character, then your faith will fall too.
或者你因为受到这个冤屈，遇到苦楚，就远离了主。
Or if you met with some problems, you will easily be swayed from God.
所以说，不见一人，只见耶稣。
So let us not meet men, but only God.
一个愿意见耶稣的人。
A person who sees God.
我们也应该活在主耶稣里面。
We have to learn to live with Him, within Him.
让我们的生命就是有主耶稣在里头。
That we allow our life to be filled.
如果我们常常都是看人。
Because sometimes we human tend to look upon men.
有时候也会受人的影响。
And we may be influenced by their ways.
我们要活在神的话里面。
In order to live in the words, in the truth.
啊，不要活在人的话里面。
So let us not dwell among the words of men.
活在神的话里面。
To dwell in the words of God.
啊，这个是何等的甘甜。
This is the taste is indeed sweet.
如果我们只活在人的话里面。
Because if we only live among the words of men.
有时候会让我们产生一些问题。
A lot of problems may arise.
传道书里面有一句话很好。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, there's a saying.
我们来看传道书。
Please turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter.
传道书第七章。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
人所说的一切话，你不要放在心上哈。所说的一切话。
It says here, do not pay attention to every word people say.
有的话很有帮助。
Because some word may edify others.
有的话很有造就。
And some words spoken by others may help you.
当然我们要放在心上。
However, these type of words that will benefit us, we have to put in our hearts.
一切的话都放在心上。
However, you must not put every word in our hearts.
所以我们很多事情要会去学习。
So we all have to learn this lesson.
在灵修上，我们要有一个目标。
That in our strive for spiritual knowledge, we must have a goal, a target.
愿意见耶稣。
The target is that we want to see Jesus.
那不见一人，并不是说我们不把人看在眼里。
Not to meet with men is not that we don't respect them.
我们还是会见人的。
And sometimes in our life, we may meet with men.
不见一人不是说我跟你看到脸的时候我就头转过去。
It does not mean that not meeting men or not seeing men is that we give them no respect.
因为我来教会是要见耶稣。
Because the purpose of coming to church is to see Jesus. 所以
我不见一人。
So, man is not that my purpose.
我们都是弟兄姐妹。
However, since we are still brothers and sisters,
神的儿女。
We are all children of God.
我们都是来这里见耶稣。
We all here to meet him, to see him.
所以我们弟兄姐妹都能够和 很彼此能够关怀切实的相爱。
So all of us here wish must learn to be caring and friendly and respect one another.
但是我们也要有一种这个观念。
However, we must have this concept.
信仰有时候因为人，我们也会软弱。
That our faith may be affected by the works of man.
但是问题不是耶稣有问题。
However, the problem does not lie in Jesus.
今天他也受洗了。
Because now that this person, even though he has been baptized, he has already received the Holy Spirit.
祷告圣灵也是很充满啊。
And when he prayed, he is indeed filled by the Holy Spirit.
但是没有圣灵的果子。
However, this, is he able to bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit?
问题不是圣灵有问题。
And the problem is that, and the problem does not lie in the Holy Spirit.
是我们没有顺从圣灵来行事。
The problem is that,This person does not submit to the instructions of the Holy Spirit.
我们消灭了圣灵的感动。
Or maybe we have diminished the effect of the Holy Spirit.
我们要被圣灵来带领。
So let us allow the Holy Spirit to guide us.
靠着圣灵来行事。
To rely on the Holy Spirit to do works.
所以问题不是圣灵，是人。
So let us remember that the problem does not lie with the Holy Spirit, but with man.
所以我们不见一人，只见耶稣。
So this is the meaning of not meeting man, but to meet Jesus.
这也是我们在信仰上要努力的。
So this is work that all of us must strive hard for.
有时候神要给我们很多的学习跟操练。
We know that Jesus used many things in order to test us.
但是有时候给我们经历了一段这个苦难之后
，He allows us to experience some hardship.
我们也会看到我们的长进。
Because through this hardship, hopefully we could all grow spiritually.
就像耶伯所讲的
，Just like what Job had to say.
我从前是风闻有你，我现在亲眼看见你。
That now that I've seen you, he's indeed happy.
那这样，耶伯虽然受了苦，但是他有进步。
Even though he had gone through so much sorrow, he sees himself as he has grown himself spiritually.
我们是不是从风闻到眼见呢
？So that he had passed through the storm.
我们是不是一生一世都愿意瞻仰神的荣美？
Have we survived the storm like Job and glorify his name?
如果我们像这些希利尼人渴慕的心
，If we have a heart like the Greeks,
那我们将来也必得见他的真体。
Then in the end we will be able to see his image.
我们看约翰一书。
Please now turn to
第三章。
First John chapter 3.
三章第一节。
First John chapter 3 verse 1.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称神的儿女。我们也真是他的儿女。世人所以不认识我们，是因为不认识他。亲爱的弟兄，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，并因为必得见他的真体。这一段话非常的美好。
This this verse is indeed glorious.
我们将来必得见他的真体。
That in the end we shall see him as he is.
愿我们都是愿意见耶稣的人。
So let us strive to be a Christian who long to see Jesus.
也愿主永活在我们的心中。
And may the Lord Jesus be alive within our hearts.
我们来唱诗。